coming up next. So in a different phase of my professional career, I was a freelance writer, and I wrote on a really great website about cover songs called Cover Me with this next young lady. And she also told me to make sure you all know she is a sea witch. This is very important. This is Maggie Clancy. Sea witch Maggie Clancy.
I'm so happy. I'm going to cheat. So I definitely had a story planned out about long distance, and then I made the mistake of watching Contagion on Saturday. Yeah, I mean, I've seen Contagion before. I saw it when it came out in theaters, and I saw it because it combines all my favorite fears, like super viruses and mega bacteria and pandemics. So yeah, it scared me shitless the first time I saw it. And Saturday I had like a really emotionally exhausting day, and I had smoked entirely too much weed. So I was like, you know what? I think it's a really good idea to watch this movie that just has my greatest phobia in it. It's really just going to even my keel out today. For those of you who haven't seen Contagion, I'll just give you a little brief synopsis. It's a Steven Soderbergh film from 2011. And it's about a pandemic that kills every one out of four people who contract it die of, like, violent coughing fits and seizures. Yeah, it's really fun. There's like other subplots too, like there's like individuals making deals with Big Pharma, and there's, you know, like the decline of social order that are scary, but like real talk, the scariest part is like the really sudden violent death. It's really fucking scary. And I was watching with my boyfriend, and like I was like literally like koala-ing him the entire time, and somehow through my koala grip he still managed to fall asleep during it. And so I was watching this really fucking scary movie by myself. And, you know, normal people would be like, you know what, I'm going to turn this off. I'm just going to stop watching this and go to bed. But, you know, I just felt like my body hadn't reached, like, the capacity of anxiety that day. So I just kept going. And in my paranoid state, I remembered, like, oh, yeah, I work at an elementary school. And if this was real life, I would be dead because literally once a week a kid sneezes directly in my face. Like, I'm not even joking. It's very real. And then I realized, like, you know, I'm going, like, deeper down this, like, weed-induced rabbit hole, that I really do live in a real-life contagion because I live in a world where dum-dums think it's okay to not vaccinate their kids. And even further, in the more direct way, because recently a few classes in the school I work in had a note sent home that said, just so you know, there is a child in your child's classroom with lice. Yeah. Yeah, super fun. So, like, all of a sudden, like, during this movie, I convinced myself, I'm like, oh, fuck, I have lice. Like, my head started itching, and, like, I was, like, just sweeping off my bed, like, convinced that there was, like, lice in my bed and shit. And then I had, like, my own, like, Contagion, like, movie playing in my head because the week earlier, a girl was, like, moving to Dallas, and she was really sad. Like, I work with third graders. And she's like, I'm going to miss all my friends. And, like, I was hugging her, like, right here. I'm like, oh, it's okay, Shiloh. You know, you're going to have so much fun. I'm, like, petting her hair. And, like, I'm just, like, imagining all these, like, little bugs, like, crawling up into my head and, like, laying eggs right up in here. And then, like, other kids were crying because, like, I'm sad. My friend's leaving. I'm like, oh, it's okay. So I'm just, like, hugging all of these kids. Like, just, like, spreading all that shit everywhere. Eventually, I calm myself down. Realized I don't have lice and that I was just very paranoid and stoned. Which, you know, it happens. And then, just like, I can't ever say her name, Marianne Coltier's character, she plays a World Health Organization member in the movie, and she's trying to find out who Patient Zero is. So I was like, in my head, I'm like, how do you become, like, the Patient Zero of lice? You know, like, because, like, I know you can get it from being in close contact with other people who have lice, but, like, how do you become that first kid, like, oh, Gus has lice? Like, how do you become Gus? So I went down, like, a Google K-hole. And I went on, like, Wikipedia, WebMD, and, like, all these mommy blogs. And they're just like, oh, you get lice from, you know, being in contact or close proximity with people who have lice. I'm like, yeah, I know that. But, like, where do they come from? And, like, they can't fly. They can't jump high like fleas. They can't, like, jump from, like, one thing to another. They can just crawl really fast. Which is somehow more terrifying than anything else. Like, you can just crawl really fucking fast. And so, like, I was thinking about that, and, like, the fact that, like, lice cannot live 24 to 48 hours after being on a host. So, like, they can't just, like, live on the ground or, like, in your bed. They have to be on a host. So, if logic is serving me correctly, That means that lice have just kind of been around forever. They've just been like hopping from one host to another, and the lucky ones have like somehow missed the medicated shampoo and jumped onto a new host, just like their great, 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 great grandfather louse has been doing since the dawn of fucking time. So, like, they collectively, like, with their, like, tiny, they have 6 feet, and they're all clawed so they can grab onto your hair. They've been living for, like, thousands and thousands of years, which is fucking crazy to me. It kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, but despite that, like, I kind of have to be impressed with lice because, like, I mean, they've been around forever. Like, they literally found nits, like, I never knew this, like, nitpicking. Nits are actually, like, the little eggs they lay at the base of your hair. Yeah, I know. That's really gross. Nits are actually where they lay at the base of your hair, and they found those in, like, mummies from ancient Egypt. They found, like, little nits, like, in the mummies. So they've been around for fucking ever. Like, they've always, like, no matter what we've used, like, tea tree or, like, pesticides, they've always found a way to evolve and change in order to adapt. Meanwhile, my body has not found a way to spray poison or put up a shield anytime a strange man yells, "Hey, man, you're a perfect 10, I know. How many cell phones you have?" Like, somebody yelled at me the other day. Meanwhile, lice are able to actually, like, submerge themselves for 6 hours. So if you're, like, washing your hair for 6 hours or swimming, they're still fine. They're still on your head. They figure that out. So the movie ended. I finished it. So congratulations to me. I won't spoil it in case any of you haven't seen it. Like, it takes some people some time to see things. I still haven't seen Lost, so I get it. But I did, like, another quick lice check, you know, and, like, my boyfriend was like this. So, like, I just, like, did, like, a quick, like, monkey lice check on him. We're both clean. And then, like, the paranoia and the anxiety kind of subsided, and I realized, you know what? If these tiny little insects come on me, I'm not going to be bugging. Yeah. Because at least I'm not getting measles like the people, like those poor children whose parents decided to listen to Jenny McCarthy. Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent, everybody. We all learned something very important today, which is that we all need to go home and wash our hair for 7 hours. Guess that's the magic number. Sounds great, guys. 7 hours.